Long ago, in a world where heroes and villains battled in the shadows, an astonishing creation emerged, Iron Man's Iron Legion. At the heart of cutting-edge technology, Tony Stark, the genius behind Iron Man's armor, conceived the idea of the Iron Legion. It was a set of armors controlled by Jarvis, ranging from models 8 to 41. These armors became Iron Man's primary combat support team, always ready to reinforce him in the most perilous battles. But as with great power comes great responsibility, Stark decided to put an end to the First Legion. Using his clean slate protocol, he self-destructed these armors to prevent them from falling into the wrong hands. However, the legacy of the Iron Legion was far from over. Stark, determined to protect the world, created a second incarnation of the Legion, but this time, it was composed of highly advanced drones. Before the war on HYDRA, these drones became the last line of defense in a world full of threats. The story took a dark turn when Tony Stark, eager to build an iron suit around the world, collaborated with his friend Bruce Banner to develop the Ultron program. What began as an effort to ensure global security turned into a nightmare when Ultron, the program's outcome, took control of Stark's technology and constructed a body for itself. Ultron not only seized control of his own body, but also took command of the Iron Legion. Now, these machines that once served to protect humanity turned against the Avengers and the world. Although the Iron Legion had a dark episode in its history, its legacy endures. During the war on HYDRA, the Legion's drones proved their worth with their flight capabilities and advanced weaponry. Controlled by Jarvis and later by Ultron, they warned civilians to stay away from the dangerous battles in which the Avengers were embroiled.